Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, praise the Lord, everybody, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. Amen, hallelujah, on the hour of power and praise. We thank and praise God for that song this morning. Got my feet moving, hallelujah, praising God all by myself this morning, praise God. So I thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. I want to thank and praise God, amen, as I was sitting here this morning. Thanking God, amen, for the CEO and the president of MCI Radio, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, shout out to you, amen, for setting it up and God putting that in your heart, amen, to bring the ministry forward, amen. I pray that you got a burst this morning, everybody, hallelujah. I know I did. I had my feet moving, amen, because, yes, he keep on blessing us, amen, hallelujah, no matter what it looks like. He keeps on blessing us. He's in control of the world, praise God. So I thank and praise God on this morning for you, you, and you. Hallelujah. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. We're going to open up the airways, y'all. Hallelujah. And we're going to let God do his thing on today, praise God. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God this morning. You're with Dr. Carolyn McNeil, no other than the one and only. Amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, praise God. So I bless and praise God for you, you, and you. Let me pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we bless your holy name, oh God. We give you glory, God, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, for the movement of the Holy Ghost on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask, God, yes, Gabo Shanda, that you open up the airways, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that this radio station, God, will go through nations, Father God, places that our feet have never touched, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, everyone that listened to the show, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, God, that they will be evangelists of the radio station, Father God, that they begin to share, God, the goodness of you, God, and your word, God, that they will look past me and Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil and know that your word is true, Father God, and it's going to places that our feet had never touched, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So Father, I pray, God, Yekabo Shanda, that you would touch me right now, God. God, from the crown of my head, God. God, to the very soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would bring forth our Sheku Mashiach. Yes, God, your Shekinah glory on today, God. Oh, God, fill this station, God, right now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray for wisdom. Yes, Holy Ghost. I pray for your knowledge and understanding, oh, God. God, that God, yes, Holy Ghost, that comes from you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as I have studied, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, I ask, God, that you would stand up in me this morning, Lord God. Speak to thy people, God, this morning, God, across the nation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, somebody needs to hear from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I ask that you bless each and every one, God. Yes, God, on the Moshiach. Yes, Holy Spirit, on this radio station this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, open up their hearts, God, to receive your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you even for the song this morning, because yes, you keep on blessing us no matter what it looks like, God. You keep blessing us, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I'm asking that you have your way. Allow Carolyn to move out the way that the Holy Ghost can speak through me, God, today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Last week, we said, ask God to remember us. Lord, remember us. Amen. But how many know? Amen. As I was talking to the Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. God says, we talked about remembering us, oh Lord, on last week. But this week, God said, it is your turn. It is my turn. It is your turn. Amen. Praise God. Things are turning around. Hallelujah. When you was in the back of the line, God, yes, Holy Ghost, God is bringing you to the forefront. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sometimes God had to put us in the back in order to bring us to the front. So when you turn the line around, amen, you end up in the front. Praise God. So we thank you, praise God, this morning. Amen. Because, yes, it's your turn. Just tap yourself. It's my turn. It's my turn. It's my turn. You don't see it yet, but it's your turn. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to talk. Amen. I want to talk. I want to talk this morning. Hallelujah. I want to talk to the ones, amen, that feels that their life has been turned upside down. I want to talk to you this morning. This is where God is squeezing. Come on, somebody say, squeezing the oil out of you. Amen. And he's bringing divine destiny out of you. Amen. Praise God. He's bringing everything, amen, that he desires, amen, to come forward in you. Praise God. A lot of times, amen, we look at our rejection and our abandonment and our health problems and the loss of loved ones, and when the money is funny and it's not enough even to pay the bills, amen, the children are out of whack, amen, loved ones have walked out the door, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. That's when you know, glory to God, that God has reassigned you to a new chapter, amen, in your life, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We fret of the things that God allows, amen, but God said, I want to talk to the ones that feel that they're lives have been turned upside down. And just like I thought about the Bible, when the disciples began to minister and they turned the world upside down, they couldn't turn the world upside down, amen, praise God, in a normal state, praise God. God had to take them through different measures. Jesus was with them, walking with them, talking with them, amen, praise God. But when Jesus finished with them, amen, they turned the world upside down. But I want to talk to the ones, amen, that feel like they done lost everything. They have been abandoned, rejected, and glory to God, done lost the loved ones and all them things that went on in their lives. Praise God. I want you to get healed on today, because God says, amen, turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. Amen. I want to start off with Psalms 105. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to know that God did not forget about you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's your turn. It's your turn. And I'm just not just saying that. I got a burst this morning. Amen. Just listening to the radio. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 105, verse 8 through 11. The Bible says he has remembered his covenant forever. The word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto you will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. Knowing that God is in full control of all things. Amen. Hallelujah. Just know that God is reassigning you to a new chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. When I thought about it, amen, when God gave it to me, I said, reassigning us to a new chapter, meaning that this is a new time in your life where all those things have happened to you. God wants you to be healed from those things. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 105 and 42, for he remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. It is your turn to be remembered. The Lord remembered many people in the Bible. Today will be your turn. He will remember you today. What does it mean to be remembered by God? Hi, yes, Holy Spirit. What happens when God remembers us? Does it mean that God forgot his own? Not at all. He didn't forget us. The psalmist says, behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Again in Isaiah 49, 14 and 15, when Zion lamented, when they lamented and cried out about God's neglect, he answered her, can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? surely they may forget. I will not forget you. God does not forget his covenant children. Listen, people of God, beloved, you are his covenant children. When God remembers, come on, somebody, when he remembers us, he simply pays special attention to us. When he remembers us, he visits us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He delivers us. He rescues us. Ah, my God, I give you glory. He answers our prayers at that special moment when he pays attention to us. He grants us salvation like the robber who was crucified. He lifts us up from our circumstances. He brings us to the limelight when he remembers us. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. It is your turn. Amen, saith the Lord God. It is your turn. Hallelujah. God did not forget about you. In the Bible, God remembered Noah. Remember that? Then God, the Bible says in Genesis 8 and 1. I'm going to the word this morning. Genesis 8 and 1. Then God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. See, God is a God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. That he will come through, amen, just for you, you, and you. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost. He will cause a wind. Ha, yes, God. He will cause a wind to come. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know how we pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. We say, let the north, south, east, and west wind blow. Glory to God. Let the wind of change come. Praise God. Hallelujah. So there is a wind of change that's coming your way. Praise God. God has remembered you. Praise God. He remembered Abraham. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Genesis 19 and 29, he remembered Abraham. So when God destroyed the cities and the plains, he remembered. Every time you hear the Lord said, I remembered Abraham and brought Lot out of all catastrophes that destroyed the cities where he had lived. God did it. Come on, somebody. You got to understand, if God did it for them, he will do it for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. God did not forget about us. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Psalms 105 and 42, for he has remembered his holy promise and Abraham his servant. Just because you might be going through some things, amen, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God has remembered you, and it is your turn to be blessed by God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, Ekoboshanda, in Genesis, the 21 chapter, and verse number 1, praise God, don't forget about Sarah. Now, we talked about Abraham. Don't forget about Sarah. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, Sarah was remembered by God in Genesis 21 and 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did for Sarah as he promised. These are all our answers to the Lord. God is not going to have a covenant with us. Oh, Holy Spirit, I bless you. And not remember us. Right now, you might be wondering a lot of things and thinking about a whole lot of stuff. But remember what the Lord said in the beginning. I'm talking to them ones, amen, hallelujah, that their lives been turned upside down. God said, I'm squeezing the oil out of your life. Amen. Praise God. I'm preparing you for something great in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everywhere that God remembers somebody, he brought something great out of it. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, amen, in Genesis, the 30 chapter, 22 to 24, when Rachel was remembered, her womb was opened by God. Come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost. God will do the impossible. Amen. amen, huh? Yes, Holy Ghost, for the possible. Because what God is doing, amen, huh? Yes, Holy Ghost, he's bringing you forward into the limelight. He's showing forth his glory. You got to know that God is showing forth his glory. You might feel uncertain. You might feel fearful. You might feel, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost. You might feel that you've been abandoned, left alone, but everything that you went through, praise God, is for a purpose, a plan for God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord God this morning. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget Rachel. Amen. The Bible says that the God remembered Rachel. He listened to her and enabled her to conceive. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son and said, God has taken away my disgrace. God took away my shame. God has taken away. I'm talking to somebody today. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Because God wants you to know, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. I am taking away your shame. I am taking away your disgrace. I'm going to take it away from you. Because why? Glory to God. Glory to God. God said it is your turn. Help me, Holy Ghost, today. Praise God. The Bible says he's going to take away the disgrace from her. Praise God. She named her son Joseph and said, may the Lord add unto me another son. We got to know that, praise God, that when we pray, when we pray, when we go before God, hi, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, that God is hearing your prayers. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost, he is listening to what you're saying, but you got to open your mouth and give God the praises because God is moving by his Holy Ghost. It is your turn to be remembered by God. It is your, I want you to say that to yourself. It's my turn. Come on, you better say it this morning. Praise God. God, it's my turn to remember. You remember me, Lord. I know you do, God. I know you see me in my secret place, Lord. I know you know the secrets of my heart, God. I know, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes, praise God, God waits to see what we're going to do. And we're going to go backwards, do a moonwalk, praise God. But I'm here to tell you today, I decree and declare that you will go forward in the Lord, that you will be blessed by God, that God will take your shame away, praise God, that he will take your disgrace away, praise God, hallelujah. What they've known about you in the past is not what you are now. You are in the Lord, and God has remembered you, praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost, this morning. God has remembered you. The Bible says, I'm going to go a little bit around because I want to talk about Joseph a little bit. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Joseph was thrown into the ditch by his brothers. He was later sold to the Midianites. From there, he found himself in Potiphar's house and later in jail. Oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. In all these afflictions, God remembered him. Sometimes, amen, God has to let us go through some trying times in order to bring forth his glory in our lives. Come on, come on, come on, come on up with me this morning, praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost, this morning. God has to do some things in our lives, amen, praise God, glory to God, glory to God, to bring forth the glory. Somebody said the glory, it's the glory, it's the glory. Because why? We're going by faith, by faith, by faith. That means we're going up the ladder. We're not going down the ladder. We're going up the ladder. We're going to see the Lord, amen, praise God. We're going to go into the realm of the spirit that we can see the Lord, glory to God. We got to get out of this flesh, amen, praise God, hallelujah, shanda. Because the flesh will make you think that God ain't doing nothing. But in the realm of the spirit, you got to have the eyes to see that the Lord, God has to give us new eyes, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost, God, give us new eyes today, I decree and declare that we get new eyes this morning, glory to God, that we can see you, God, when you're moving in our lives, oh God, know that we, even that we are not where we want to be, but glory to God, is not where God wants us to be also, praise God, he will get us to that place that he wants us to be, God has remembered you, he has remembered you, tell yourself, God has remembered, I don't know what job you want, God has remembered you. I don't know where you're sitting at. God has remembered you. I don't know where your ministry at, but God has remembered you. I don't know where your finances at, but God has remembered you. I don't know where your children at, praise God, but God has remembered you. Everything that we go through in abandonment, God has remembered you. Rejection, God has remembered you. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. I can think about Joseph, amen, that all he had to go through. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. But God remembered Joseph. Praise God. He brought him out, praise God, in a strong kind of way. He brought him out with victory. He brought him out with a testimony. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. There shall be a testimony. There's no test. There is no testimony. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Thank you, Father. But God has remembered. The Bible says in Genesis 37 and 24, and they took him and cast him unto the pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it, praise God. These was his brothers that threw him in the pit, amen. Somebody, you know, everybody always say, from the pit to the palace, amen, praise God. But God has remembered him, praise God. The Bible says in Genesis 40, 12 through 15, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost. This is what it means. Joseph said to him, the three branches are 3 days, I'm going somewhere. Within 3 days, Pharaoh will lift you up, will lift up your head and restore you to position. And you will put Pharaoh's cup in his hands, just as you used to do when you were a cupbearer. But all goes well with you. Remember me. This is Joseph talking. Remember me. And show me kindness. Mention me to Pharaoh and get me out of this prison from the land of the Hebrews. And even here have done nothing to deserve being put in the dungeon. This is him talking. The Bible says, go a little further. In Genesis, the 41st chapter, verses 51 through 52, Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh. He's going to a story saying, God has made me forget all my hardship and all my father's household. And the second son he named Ephraim, saying, God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. We're going to a journey here. The Bible says in Genesis 45, 5 and 8, but now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourself because you sold me here. For God set me before you. Come on, you better know who you are. To preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land. And there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God, come on somebody, he wants us to know. He was sent there for a reason. Sent me before you to preserve a prosperity for you in the earth. And to save your life by great deliverance. Now, when I thought about all that Joseph went through, yes, Holy Spirit. If I go through the whole story, we'll be here for a minute. In your hardship, you are somebody's deliverer. To understand, praise God, glory to God, you're not going through by yourself or for yourself. You are somebody else's deliverer. Your story is going to help somebody else out the pit. Your story, amen, help me, Holy Ghost, is going to be a blessing to many people. You are God's covenant people. Amen, yes, Holy Ghost. And no matter what you've been through, God says it's your turn. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like, but God said it's your turn. Yes, Holy Ghost. I'm not going to say nothing that God ain't say. I know, because God has spoken it to me this morning. Yes, Holy Ghost. I want you to pat yourself right on the chest and say, Lord, I thank you. That is my turn. That is my turn, God. Yes, I've been through, God. but you was right there with me. Yes, I've been through rejection, God, but you've been there with me. I've been through abandonment, God, but you was right there with me. Because the Bible says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Help me, Holy Ghost. I will be with you until the end of the world. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. While your health is failing, God is right there with you. Glory to God. Glory to God. God didn't leave you. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. It's just one touch, one touch, one word from the Lord. Glory to God will change your life. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. One word from God will change your story. Praise God. One word from God, yes, Holy Ghost, will get you up on your feet and just start marching again. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. The loss of loved ones, God did not forget about you. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. When the money got funny, God did not forget about you. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. God ain't forget about us. Praise God. When you didn't have nothing in your pocket, God didn't forget about you. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. He made a way out of nowhere. He made a way in Israel for the children of Israel. Praise God. When they was hungry, he brought them quails to the ground. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost, and told them, eat as much as you can. Praise God. God ain't forget about you. Praise God. When the loved ones walked out the door, God did not forget about you. I'm talking to the ones, amen. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost, that God has given you a new story. Praise God. He reassigning you, amen, a new chapter in your life. Praise God. You're going to talk about it because why? You're going to get a burst from the Lord. Praise God. God has not forgotten you. Listen, listen, listen. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. I want to go, amen, glory to God, and talk to you today. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. But I want to go, amen. I want to go to a song first. Praise God. But I want you to know that, think about it as I play this song, that God remembered you today. He's turning you around, amen, to the front of the line. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's getting ready to shine his light upon you. Praise God. He's getting ready to make you known. Praise God. He's getting ready to put your feet on solid ground. You are the rock. God is the rock of our salvation. Praise God. He's our bloodstained banner. Praise God. He is the lifter of our soul. He's El Shaddai. Praise God. He is the Almighty God. Glory to God. He's Jehovah Nisi. Praise God. He is our banner today. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace today. He is Jehovah Mechanist. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He is our sanctifier today. Praise God. Praise God. He's Jehovah. He is Jehovah Roe. Praise God. He is the God who sees. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. He is Jehovah Roe. High. Come on, somebody. He's the Lord our shepherd, and we shall not want. Come on, my God. Come on up with me this morning. Praise God. God has remembered you. Praise God. It is your turn. Amen. Praise God. Come on, give God the praise that you never gave him. None of the Moshiach. Because yes, this year, praise God, you're going to see miraculous things happen in your life. Praise God. Yes. God, I thank you. Things that you never thought that you would have, praise God. Things that you ever prayed about, God is getting ready to show off in your life, praise God. With that being said, amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let us go to a song and I'll be right back.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
right,
hallelujah.
Give them a little minute to catch their breath. I'm about to catch mine.
God.
That's right, that's right.
Jesus.
Speak over yourself.
Thank you, Jesus. Speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. My God, I give him praise. I give him praise. I give him praise. Amen. Amen. Welcome, welcome back. Welcome back to the Hour of Power and Praise with no other than the one and only. Amen. Dr. Carolyn McNeil on MCI Ministry Radio for all the ones that just signed in. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that song. Amen. I pray that you got encouraged on today. Praise God. Knowing that it's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. Amen. Let's go back to the word of the Lord in 1 Samuel 1:19. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible, this is Hannah. Praise God. Hannah was remembered by God when she vowed to dedicate her male child to God if given one. God remembered her. I'm going on down the line. I know the time is winding out. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. In Judges 16:28, praise God. He remembered Samson when he was afflicted and cried for help. God remembered him. Come on, Holy Ghost. He remembered the children of Israel in captivity in Exodus 2:22-24. He remembered Jeremiah in the pit. That's in Jeremiah 15:15. Many of us are in different kinds of spiritual pits. Come on, somebody. And dilemma. May God deliver us. Come on, somebody. Help me, Holy Ghost. A lot of times, amen, praise God, we've been in a spiritual pit. Because why I say spiritual pit, amen, praise God, because our hope has to come back. Amen. Praise God. Our faith has to come back, knowing that God knows where you're at. He knows where you live at. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're contemplating. He knows what you're doing. Praise God. From day to day, we can't hide from God. God said to David, praise God, if you go in the pit, I'm there with you. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. So sometimes we got to get out of that spiritual pit, amen, that God can deliver us, praise God. The Bible says, amen, in Esther 6:1-4, God made King Ezra to remember Mordecai. The king promoted Mordecai. Are you ready for your promotion? Praise God. Help me, God. Because, listen, God will put somebody, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, your name will be in the heart of somebody. Praise God. And God will bring you forth. God has not forgotten about you. He knows when your time of promotion, whether it be on your job, whether it be in ministry, whatever you're looking for God to do, he knows when to promote you. Come on, help me, Holy Ghost. God knows when to do it, praise God. Sometimes we have to squeeze the oil out of us sometimes, praise God. Help me, God, that we know that we are anointed and appointed by God. God has to do that to us, amen, that he can squeeze all the pride out. Come on, somebody, all the haughtiness. Because sometimes the Bible says, amen, no man knows what's in the heart because it's desperately wicked, and no man knows, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost. But God knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what's lingering inside. He knows how to, glory to God, to mold us, to shape. He knows, praise God, when to put us back on the potter wheel, when to kick it a little bit more, when to break it again and start all over again, praise God. We don't want God to break us no more. We want God to mold and shape us. Come on, help me, God. Yes, Lord Jesus, we want God to mold and shape us in the way that we are. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, that God wants us to be, praise God. The Bible says Jesus remembered the thief on the cross who cried out to him for help. The Bible says in Luke 23:42-43, Jesus. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into the kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise. God, even on the cross, glory to God, Jesus remembered the thief. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. No matter where you at, God has already remembered. Like he said, you got to lift yourself up. Praise God. You got to get more faith in the Lord. Amen. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. You know, sometimes, praise God, you look at the people of God, and then you have to look at your own life. Praise God. And you think that you have faith in God, but there are some things that God take us through that we begin to lose faith in him. But I decree and declare by the power of the blood and authority that he has given me today, that you're going to lift your head up again. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, and I impart faith by the authority in the heaven that God has given me, right back into your heart, right back into my heart. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, and the most shy. God knows what he's doing. Praise God. The Bible says, the Psalms is said to God, remember his promise. Today, the Lord will remember someone and visit that person. Are you the one that God is going to remember today? Glory to God, because God has spoken it. Are you ready for God to do what he's going to do in your life? Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Certain things happen when God remembers us. First, he visited us. Come on, somebody. He visits. Somebody say, I need a visit, Lord. I need a visit. I need a visit. I need the Holy Spirit to visit me today. Glory to God. Glory to God. I need you to visit me, God, today. Glory to God. Jeremiah prayed, oh, Lord, you know, remember me and visit me. When God visits us, he brings us, that's in Luke 1, 78 and 79. When God remembers Mordecai, he visits him. Come on, somebody. The Bible said, come on, that's what the Bible says. When God remembered Mordecai, he visited him. He promoted him. Glory to God. When God remembers us, he answers our prayers. When God remembers Israel, he answered her prayers. When God remembered Hannah, he answered her petition. Come on, glory to God. Glory to God. Thirdly, come on, when God remembers us, he confirms his covenant like he did with Abraham. So God, the Bible says in Exodus 2 and 24 says, so God heard their groanings. He heard them. He heard them. He heard their groanings, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob. He heard the groaning. You know, sometimes, praise God, we don't even know how to pray. Mashanda, yes, Holy Ghost. And sometimes we go through affliction and disappointment, praise God, and we just sit and we just ponder that thing in our heart, praise God. But even in our groanings, God said, I hear you. He even reads our groaning. He even, oh, Shataya, Kumashia, yes, Holy Ghost. He hears you. Come on, somebody. He hears you today. Praise God. It is your turn. When God remembers us, he performed his covenant to us. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant, and he brought out his people with joy, his chosen one with gladness. The Bible says, amen, praise God. They came out with tambourines. Yes, Holy Ghost. They came out dancing before the Lord. Are you ready to dance in your new season? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. When God remembers us, he sends help and deliverance to us. When God remembered Noah and all the living creatures, he sent wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided. Amen. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. You have been reassigned. I hear the Lord say, you have been reassigned. Amen. Oh, my Shonda. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. You have been reassigned. That means that, you know, when I think about reassigned, amen, you've been reassigned. When I think about reassigned, amen, huh? Yes, Holy Ghost. They say that you on a job. Huh? Yes, God, I bless your holy name. And you are doing your job. Praise God. I see Gobo Shanda. Yes, Holy Ghost. I see somebody wiping down tables. My God, I give you glory. And I see you wiping down tables. And the tables are being cleaned. And then I see somebody come and tap you on your shoulder. And it's like it startled you. Glory to God. Glory. I hear you, God. But you're, yes, God. But you when they tapped you on the shoulder, they said, come with me. And you said, did I do something wrong? And they said, no, I want to show you something. That means that when God blesses you, he promotes you into another realm. He promotes you on your job. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. So today, you have been reassigned. You have been promoted into the kingdom. You have been promoted on your job. You've been promoted in your finances. You've been promoted to a new home. You've been promoted to a new car. Come on, help me, God. I love the boss. She cut you to my high. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus, I hear you, God. God said, I have reassigned you. Yes. Take all your belongings and go to the next place with him. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. It is your turn. You have been promoted in the kingdom. You have been promoted. I keep hearing the word promoted. I don't know who. Glory to God. But I seen, glory, my Shanda, you can't go call that by Shanda. I seen the rag being wiped on the table, and you are cleaning the table. But you are getting ready to be promoted into a new place. Receive what the Holy Spirit is telling you today. Praise God. Many of you, praise God, Hikabashanda, do not lose hope in the Lord. The Lord is your deliverer. He is the one that's going to bless you. You got to let Jesus be the narrative in your life of your story. Get out of God's way and let God have his way. Let him take the wheel. Praise God. Praise God, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I bless God today because there has been a reassigning of your, Kabashanda, of the glory of God. God is blessing you. He's moving by his Holy Spirit. He's going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you think or ask according to the power that worketh on the inside of you. The glory, the Bible says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. Though you suffer, he said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. You are getting ready to be delivered out of them all. What are you asking God? Know that God says, I'm reassigning you. I hear you, God. I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. I feel power up above. I feel the glory of God. I feel the glory. I feel the glory of God. That God is going to do a spectacular thing in this season. It might be a lot that's going on, but let me tell you, praise God, if you get in the face of God and get the instruction from God, God is going to do miraculous things. Some of you are waiting on God to speak to you. Yes, he is getting ready to speak to you, but you better be ready for the assignment. Praise God. What did you ask for? Are you ready for what you asked for? Are you ready to be assigned in what God has for you in the kingdom? Are you ready to be assigned, amen, in the ministry that God has called you? Are you ready to be assigned, amen? You are being reassigned, amen, and promoted into the kingdom of God. Amen. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit, I bless you. I bless you. I bless you, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. My God, I give you glory this morning. Oh, my. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Or we take your belongings to the next place in the Lord. We thank and praise God on today for the hour of power and praise this morning where the Lord takes control of the wheel. Amen. Praise God. We bless God today. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Amen. For all that he is getting ready to do in your life. But you got to get the burst. Get the burst. Get the burst. Don't you sit there. Amen. Praise God. This morning when I came down, I heard a song that God put in my spirit this morning, praise God. And it was saying, Shirley Caesar was saying, the strong man, get that strong man out of your house. Amen. And I went to listen to the song, and I said, Lord, glory to God, glory to God. Shirley Caesar said, have you ever walked the floor all night long wondering how you're going to pay your bills? Amen. Praise God. It's a lot that God is doing in our lives, but we got to know that God is working out everything that he's doing in our lives. Though you're going through hardship, God is your deliverer. Come on, he is a deliverer. He did it for them. He'll do it for us. Amen. He left those words in the Bible, amen, that we open it up, we can get direction. Praise God. We're looking for the prophet to come pray for us. We're looking for the prophet, amen, to speak over us. God has a word for us. Yes, we have been reassigned, amen, to the things of God. Don't miss your blessing. Don't miss your season, amen, by sitting there pondering and getting things in your heart, praise God. Get everything out your heart that don't belong there, praise God. Get bitterness out your heart, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we got to get all that stuff out. Get it all out. Get it all out that God can bless you, amen, praise God. Unforgiveness, amen, praise God. Things that you have spoken over people's lives and know it wasn't right, amen. You better go to God and say, Lord, ask this. Lord, forgive me for speaking over their lives like that, Lord God. And it's a time, amen, to get a refreshing from the Lord. Let God wash your heart again. Let God get into that place, amen, that you don't let them in. Let God get into that attic, amen, praise God, that you got things hiding up in there. Praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, that we can get it all cleaned out today. Let God go up there, praise God. Let God do it, praise God, for us today, because we are in a new place, amen. We have been reassigned by God. I'm going to pray. Thank you all for listening to the Hour of Power and Praise. And Don't forget, amen, on Monday, your fix at 6, amen, Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil, Pastor McNeil has been on fire, flame on, that's his word, I love that word, amen, so every time I go outside, I say, flame on, Lord, praise God, yes, Holy, you know, some things just stick with you. They stick with you. Amen. Praise God. But we're going to pray. Amen. If you have no church and if you need a church, Mount Carmel International has opened doors. Their doors are never closed. Amen. With me and Pastor. Amen. Praise God. At 1406 Forest Avenue, Unit D. Praise God. Dover, Delaware. If you need to talk to me and you need to talk to Pastor, amen, I can be reached at 302-883-9799. Amen. The Bible says, amen, we got to call upon him and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things which thy knowest not. Come on. We need to get into the house of the Lord. We know there's many churches that's closing. Amen. Praise God. But we believe in God that God will keep the doors open that you may come fellowship with us. We have service at 8 a.m. in the morning. Morning glory service. Come join us. You won't be dissatisfied. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, let us pray out. Amen. Ha. Yes, Holy Spirit. We just give God the glory. Somebody shout, I give God the glory. I give God the glory. I give God the glory. God is going to do it, y'all. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you for new opportunities, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for our blessings, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, as we come, God, today, Lord God, we ask for forgiveness of our sins on today. God, create us a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we bless you, God, for new connections, God, in this. We thank you for the new connections, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. The one that's going to push us to the place, God, that you desire us to be, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for new ideas, oh God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bless our minds, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you. God, for healing power right now, God. Let your healing power go upon, God, all that's a sick that's listening to me, God, on today, Lord God. Oh, yeah, oh, God, let them touch where it needs to be healed, God. Because, God, you said you sent your word, God, and it healeth thee, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God, for the healing virtue that's going throughout our bodies right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we cancel out all sickness, God, that it would go into the abyss right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I speak it, God, divine healing, God, to take place within their lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, creative miracles to take place, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. God, we pray for supernatural favor, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for elevation and progress, God, in our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, God, yes, God, when our backs up against the wall, God, that we forget, we will not forget, God, that you are in control, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that is the place, Lord God, that you get the glory out of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you, God, for each and every one, God, yes, Holy Ghost. God, I thank you, Lord God, for all the listeners, God, all across the nations, Father God, the globe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask, God, that you would do a supernatural miracle for each and every one of us, God, on today, Lord God. Oh, God, let your word be true, God, and every man be a liar, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Lord God, because we know that you're going to do it, Lord God. Oh, God, the one that spoke over our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every negative thing, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, we cancel out those words, and those words will fall to the ground right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we will walk in victory, God. We will walk in victory. We will walk in victory, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the hour of power and praise. Your fix at six and all the ones that's doing ministry across the nation, Father God. We ask that you bless their establishment, God. All the ones that's called by your name, all the covenant keepers, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, bless our homes, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Bless our homes, bless our children, our grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus. Our spouses, God, in the name of Jesus. Send your increase, and send your increase. We bind up fear right now, God, fear of the unknown, God, even as Donald Trump has spoken on yesterday, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. He said the invisible enemy. Yeah, come up. God, we cancel it out right now. The coronavirus right now going through the nation, Father God. We ask that, Lord God, that you subside it, God, that you throw it in the bliss, Father God, and then return no more, God. We thank you, Lord God, even for the children that's waiting at the gate, God. We don't forget about them, Lord God. Deliver them, God. Deliver like you did the children of Israel. Deliver your children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, and we praise you, and we glorify you, and we lift you up. Amen. I'm going to pray a song as we leave. Praise God. But God bless you. 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 Until next time, our power and praise and your fix at six will be on until God says so. Amen.
I would like you to help me just welcome this great worshiper by the name of Jacalyn Carr.
Oh, do it, Lord.
God.